Welcome to the Chopping Beef Show. Baseball preview edition. Wait, we're really doing that? Huh. Live from Mom's Basement, it is me. I am the Beef, Casey the Beef Cregan, joined as always by Zach Locks, Parker in Savannah, and JJ in Tampa. Jeff Justin, we're here. Chopping Beef Show. On this week's episode, we have some big breaking news on some college football. One of the biggest players in all of the game had some big things happen to him. Big announcement coming up. We also got plenty of stories. And I did say we did have the baseball preview after months and months of and running out of time. I think this might be the week. May be able to sneak in some, a lot of research, a lot of time, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into it, but, you know, maybe we'll divulge that to you. There's a lot of other things going on, too. It is a bi-weekly edition of the Chopping Beef Show going forward until we can figure out what goes on with the college football season, as that is our first love. I don't even know what else we got. We got so much stuff. 2 weeks. We're here. Chopping Beef Show. Baseball preview is next.
They say the best always come from the worst nights, baby, but oh, it was crazy. Oh, it was amazing. We blew all the money and crashed in your Mercedes.
No, I tell you not to fucking touch it. You keep fucking touching it.
It's
like, hey, it's Daddy,
is
he up
there?
Oh, yeah.
I find this tower. You're such an asshole.
Oh, I'm getting tears in my eyes. I'm hot.
See, what? Now, this is what we should be recording.
I am recording. That's the beautiful part.
Oh, this is like great.
Hey,
great.
And maybe because of this, I may have to go to the video. You know, I may have to keep the video portion of this. We aren't transferring, moving over. Week number 45 of the Chopping Beef Show moved over to the Zoom. Got into the 21st century here. It only took Locks. Well, we're at 7:37 in the p.m. At about 7 o'clock, we said we'd be ready to go in about 10, 15 minutes. And it took us 37 minutes to get ready to go. You can probably see JJ shaking his head. We're here. Leading us in today was Finest Hour by Gavin DeGraw. The gist behind the song is basically talking about getting drunk, crashing Mercedes Benzes, and having just a great old time. And those were the days. How you guys doing? We had a week off.
You crashed your Mercedes?
I didn't, no.
Oh, okay.
But it just felt like Gavin it was us.
Gavin DeGraw, is that your guy? Do you celebrate
no,
his whole
he's not
catalog?
Really.
Okay. Is this a bromance?
No, it's the whole thing about the, what is it, Spotify. I've been listening to Spotify, and every once in a while, you know, it's kind of background fodder while I work. And then a song comes on, and some lyrics hit you, and I write it down, and then I decide when I record the intro as to what songs to play, and that's the one that won out today.
Wow. What was the lyric that hit you?
It's just about drinking, having a good time, cavorting, and being with your boys, and, you know, it was our finest hour, and we're the people's finest hours that listen to the show.
That's right. The finest 1 hour and 7 minutes of your life every 2 weeks.
That's for goddamn sure. These people will be on suicide watch. It wasn't for us during COVID.
That's right.
Well, speaking of COVID.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Solid segue.
I don't even know. I had to look down because I didn't know where we were going to next. But what have you guys been up to since the last show? I've pretty much been doing nothing, but I think you two have been pretty active. A lot of action going on, especially in Tampa.
Yeah.
What?
Just, you know.
This?
You're sick. What is that?
That is the remnants of him nearly cutting his finger off.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Tragic masturbation accident.
Tragic. Never, never masturbate with sharp knives.
Wow. Did they glue it, you said? Or they stitched it?
I was shaving my manscape, and then finger got in the way.
That's not true. I mean, that's a better story, no question.
It's a better story than washing the dishes and not seeing the knife and the soap suds as I was scraping cleaning a cutting board, and then shit, and I didn't even feel it until it hit the soap. Yeah. I was like, God damn, that stings. And I was like, where's a chunk of my finger?
Oh, yuck.
Were you able to sew it back on?
No, because there was a huge gap. If you guys can see this.
I can't okay, see it. I got it.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't close that gap together. So they had this modern medical technology is great. They put this little thing on here that looked like looks like a shirt cube. And it's like a scab cast is the only thing I could call it. The blood joins with this foam thing and seals around the cut. And then you'd bandage it up like normal, and then boom.
Sounds like something out of like Star Wars or something.
Yeah, you know what I always found interesting?
We're still in the 20th century, you know.
And I've always thought of this, you know, even as I've gotten older, I think I started thinking about this when I was a child. Like when you cut such a cut out of your hand like that, where's the skin go?
Mine went down the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuck on the tines. It'll smell a little bit.
No, I put an ice cube and bleach down that sucker after I did that. It's like,
oh, boy. Cool. Yeah.
You just ruined my childhood.
Was it that great?
I thought it just disappeared. I thought literally it just like dissolved in air, like poof.
That's dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dust is skin particles.
Gross.
I know. Are we really just a simulation? I mean, we could get into that too.
Well, I remember ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
No, I don't read that stuff.
You know, you should change your sheets like at least once a week because like all the dead skin like falls off in your sheets and turns into like dust, basically. It's disgusting.
So if you masturbate in bed, is that considered dust?
Man, we've got questions this week on the Chopping Beef Show, and that's why people tune in. People are tuning in just to hear our questions and what's going on in the world.
I can't Google fast enough.
Hey, guys,
speaking of Google,
this is about mask. This is about what is dust.
I mean, that is so deep. That is so deep.
Deep as his cut.
I have no idea. All right, that's about enough of the cut that I want to see for, I don't know, the rest of my life.
Back to the outline. Back.
Yep, I'm on it. I'm on it. So JJ nearly cut his finger off. I think we just talked about that. Went off the rails already. And then Lox has been busy too.
Get a little culture.
Yeah. I dove in, man. In the past week, I've managed to read a book, 19 pages of a book. How about that?
Was the book 19 pages long?
No, it's a couple hundred.
Is it called Mad Libs?
I've gone head first in, and I went 19 pages.
Holy shit.
That's fantastic.
Well, what's the book?
Big reader, this guy. More of a skimmer most times. I think we've discussed that before.
A fortune cookie is a lot of reading.
I didn't realize that this book is like, it, you know, the chapters are like 4 pages. This is like right up my alley, you know. Marty Smith book.
A Marty Smith.
Yeah.
Writer, producer, talent.
American hero.
American hero.
Redneck.
It's a great book, man. It's a great book, and you're going to be probably in tears here for a couple of chapters. He hits you.
Chapter 4 got me already. Yep, that's nice. I had to shut it down. That's why we left off at.
That's why you're at page 19.
Yeah, he made me mad because I almost cried. But
congrats on the 19 pages.
I'm all in.
Call you a special guest writer.
No, Marty can do it on his own.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
No, I don't mean that as a slight to Rinaldi. I'm just saying Marty's plenty schooled to. Be able to make you tear jerk a little bit too.
Well, right. I can tell you this: since Locke told me about the book, I ordered it. So I went Amazon shopping.
And I could have sent it to you, but
I got my copy for Christmas.
That's why
2019.
That's why our fans adore us, because we're just like them. We're just like we're no different.
I'm not into like diving into things real quick. You know, it had to age.
It's not. I hear about that all the time. There's nothing better than a good, fine, aged book.
Just let it open up a little bit and breathe.
Like a fine PBR sweet tea.
Oh. Yeah, you ever walk into a library and you that smell? That's used old books, overly used books
with dust on them,
with dust.
In particles.
Full circle.
Speaking of dust, and like JJ just teased there a little bit, PBR peach tea. Mm-hmm. We did enjoy that, and I use the word enjoy very loosely here on the top of the show.
This is awful.
It was a question that was raised on the outline. I didn't raise it, but I'm going to raise it here. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you're still burping PBR sweet peach. I can't even say it.
Not all at once. Yeah. Hey, do you still have yours left over? Two for each of us. Yeah, got it? You're savoring it for a special occasion?
I'm actually going to hang out with the boys tomorrow, and then I'm going away again. Over the weekend, so I'm gonna pack everything all the crap that I have in my fridge, and trust me, there's a lot into a cooler, and I'm gonna leave it at my friend's house. This is what I do now.
That's brilliant.
We have a 12 pack of Pacifico, not bad beer. It's a Mexican beer, but it goes now from person to person for their birthday. It's just a 12 pack of beer, literally goes. So it was my birthday in June. It got delivered to me, and then another buddy of mine's birthday June 12th. I brought it to his house and dropped it there too. And he looked at me. I was like, this is our now ongoing joke. July 20th was a birthday. Guy doesn't drink anymore. It went to his house.
So
July 26th, I think, is coming up. It's going to go to his house too.
Nice.
So we're going to move this 12 pack around. It's going to be like our little trophy.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
There's nothing quite like that.
Oof.
Speaking of trophies.
I duped my mom and dad into trying my extra one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
and
this.
The results.
You pretty much choked them out if they didn't try it.
Well, first of all, I opened it, and I tasted it again and confirmed it is awful, and then had them taste it. And my dad tried to be a big boy and took a couple big slugs of it, and it was awful. Passed off my mom. She did the, it can't be that bad. Let me have it. And the reaction she had was almost a projectile vomit. It was wonderful. So, yep, confirmed. Pour the rest out in the yard, and the grass
died.
It got a little brown. That stuff's rot gut. It was terrible.
Well, that's what I did too. Just like your mom. I kept drinking it going, it's got to get better, right?
It does.
Got to get better.
It's bad.
One of the tests I think that has to happen is just get completely obliterated and then try it and see if it's any good or if it just sends you to the edge, like a three wise men shot, you know?
Or we mix it with something.
What do you mix it with? Like I like drinks with ice, you know? I've been drinking some cider occasionally, and I like it on a glass of ice. I don't know if you go with it ice or what.
I think we just go with vodka.
Oh, well, that's good, too.
Yeah, just a lot of vodka.
Locke said trophies, though. Speaking of trophies, did you see this woman in South Carolina, Death Valley, the trophy that she picked up this week?
No, what?
That's right. Trevor Lawrence got engaged.
He's off the market.
Marissa Mallory, I believe is her name. And she got a heck of a trophy in Marion, or soon to be.
The hot blonde
Trevor Lawrence.
As our boy Rai says. He is the best looking man in sports. There's no doubt. He is hot for a woman.
We were going to have a special guest tonight, but he's probably not going to do it because we went early.
Oh,
damn it. All good. Next week.
Okay, good.
Tease it.
So, Trevor Lawrence getting married. Anything else on that?
Anything else it happened in college football?
He was so excited, he smashed his driver.
I did see that.
Did you see that? There's a video out there online.
Yep.
where he
golf driver.
Went to drive a golf ball, and the driver head went probably further than I can hit a golf ball.
That's typically how it goes, yeah. Ball doesn't go very far, but the driver keeps on tumbling.
Like I said, Casey the old man Cregan, when it comes to golf, I mean, short and straight. That's all you need.
Off the tee, and then it's an adventure until I get to the green.
All right. Well, but it's a solid six every time.
But we'll get to our golf talk, because this isn't a Chop and Beef show without the Masters music lying underneath us.
No, no. But there's a lot going on in college football.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Tons. We had the SEC commissioner is adamant about the season starting this year. He says at worst it might be a month delay, but he says that there's going to be football. That's what the hell is his name?
Greg Sankey. He was on Marty Smith. Speaking of him, he was on their show last week, but he said he's very concerned about the season. So,
well, he did a complete 180 last night then, because he was on TV.
That's funny.
And he said he's pretty confident there'll be a season, you know, of some sort.
How about this for a wrench that got thrown in, though? Clemson doesn't go back to school on campus learning till September 17th. And they put out a thing that said they will not have football unless students are on campus. So right then and there says that they're going to start school August, whatever, but they're not going to have kids on campus for a month, which leads me to believe that they're not going to be able to start football until at least September 19th or something. Whatever that Saturday is.
I think they're going to stretch the season opener out as long as possible until they figure out what they can do in the best way.
Right.
That could be September, October, then go into February maybe. I think, and with a one month layover like the usual, maybe just in January, I think that's a possibility.
Well, that's the thing Locke said, and the reason we kind of got away from this topic the last few shows is no one's made a decision. I mean, the only decisions that we have are Ivy League, FCS, who else? Another conference, Pac-12 said they wouldn't be playing in the fall. But no one's making like a definitive. The NCAA has not come out and said, we are not playing until blah, blah, blah.
NCAA has said nothing. You notice that? They're leaving up to the conferences. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, they should. They're the governing body, but they're not the commissioner. Like, that's the thing that Mac Brown said the other.
But if you're the governing body, shouldn't you be governing?
Governing, thank you. Yeah. I don't know what they do, honestly.
I mean, is it their job just to collect a bunch of damn money?
Yeah. And hand out.
Beef is
you
silent.
Do now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There you go. All right, you're back.
Yeah,
hey, we're trying. This is a new thing. New thing. It's Zoom. Trying to see if it works. Probably doesn't. But whatever. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Yankees give it are up 3-1 over the Nationals. Just giving you a little update.
Aaron Judge with a RBI, his first of the season, on another piss rod down the left field line. Good Lord. He hits through the two-hole. Because of course he does, and he hit one off of Scherzer in the first inning, and then hit another one here in the third, and now they're up. And Giancarlo Stanton hit a bomb, and he just got another pitch to hit, and he didn't. He fouled it off. But 6 weeks to the start of the season, is anyone going to pull the actual trigger and have a season or not? I don't know.
Either.
I don't know, because COVID cases just topped 4 million today. I don't know.
I'll tell you, I heard something, too, that
by the way, three-quarters of them are in Florida. So in Florida, maybe if they just moved the Florida college teams north,
saw it off right there at the Georgia-Florida line and push it out into the ocean. And
that was a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I saw it. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something I did hear the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey say is NASCAR had an event, I believe it was this past Wednesday, they had their all-star race, and they had it in Bristol, Tennessee, at the little short track there, and they allowed fans. They allowed 20,000 fans in there. So he was going to talk to the folks that were in charge of that and see how it went, the logistics of it, and to see if, you know, say a 20% fan rate could come into the stadium and actually watch football, if it was even worth it or not. So they were the first event so far that's actually allowed that amount of people. That little racetrack, I think, holds up to 80,000 people, like a football stadium does, all around in a circle. So he was just trying to figure out the logistics of it, but he was intending on talking to them since they were in the South in Tennessee too. So be interesting to see if I would think that would be the lowest priority, is getting fans in. You know, you got to get the football, so then you get the money from the TV, and then fans would be like a bonus, you know? So I don't know. I'm just babbling here. I don't know. But
in watching this baseball game tonight, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's right? Weird without fans. They did the national anthem. It's weird without fans. They did the starting lineups. It's weird without fans.
Are they piping in crowd noise? Because I heard they're doing that.
No,
I heard Fox. Fox's Saturday game is going to put virtual fans in the seats and have crowd noise.
They can change their
colors of the fans, what they're wearing on their shirts and stuff, and they react differently when it's like, you know, two outs with guys on second and third. So it's crazy what, you know, CGI can do.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm no less excited for this, you know, watching baseball tonight. When we hang up this call, I'll be in the bed watching baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'll fall asleep with baseball on, and I'll have bells on. But the MLS is doing that virtual thing where they have it on like a big screen. They're playing their games in Orlando at Disney, Wide World of Sports. And it's kind of distracting if you're watching a game. And I'm not a big MLS guy, but I'm a big soccer fan, especially national team fan. And it's distracting that these guys, like, you just see them like waving. In the back on this big, you know, big weird screens. You're like, what are you doing? I'm trying to watch the game. Yeah.
It's like futuristic, kind of crazy, man. Well, I mean, the players there can't see that, right? I mean, it's not like
I don't know. Maybe. I think it's just you can see that on
the screen.
Can't we get Disney to do something to kind of laser?
So they're there. MLS is at the same place as NBA?
Is what?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, and they play. It's cool because they play at different times. So there's some games late at night for the West Coast teams, like Real Salt Lake and LA Galaxy. They'll play at 9 o'clock so that their fans can watch the games. It's kind of neat that way.
Locke, you ever heard of this?
What's that?
Real Soul and what was the other team? Salt Lake.
Real Salt Lake.
Real Sun Salt Lake.
What's that?
Utah's. What?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Speaking of what's that, JJ, you put on this thing 2018 Locks pick. What do you got here? You explain this. It's your thing.
Well, I just thought, you know, how Locks loves to pat himself on the back, breaking his arm, doing it on predictions. Kingsbury, who was the Texas Tech head coach, said that when Pat Mahomes' contract is up, the first time he's going to be the highest paid player in football. Made that prediction in 2018. Boom.
But his contract's not up yet. He just got a
you want to go to semantics here, but he nailed it.
He did nail it.
He nailed it right on the nut.
He nailed it like Locks nailed it, right?
Right. Like Pruitt.
Not only is Cliff Kingsbury one of the best predictors of things like this, but he's also like the sexiest football coach there is. I mean, all the ladies love that guy. Wow. He's a smoke show, isn't he?
So you two basically have that in common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought you'd give your own personal opinion on that, Locks.
Yeah, why not?
I think Kingsbury's sexy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he wears sunglasses just like you're wearing them now.
Well, I'm going for the Joe Madden look.
You do look like Joe Madden, circa Cubs.
Yeah, I was. I think the sexiest coach right now is Andy Reid.
That's not on the outline.
Well, he ad-libbed it. What do you want me to do?
Sexiest coach. I'm saying.
Okay. We'll talk about that next week.
Next week we'll talk. We'll do our top 25 sexiest coaches in all sport. Mark it down. Put it on the outline.
Let's do it. Just the major four: hockey, basketball, football, baseball.
Any sport. Any sport.
God, I can't wait.
There's got to be a list for this. There's got to be.
Cheer, that show Cheer on Netflix, that, you know, that coach is involved in it too. We're all about it. We're all
number
about
number one,
it.
Joe Maddon. Number two, Andy Reid. There's my time.
You just right ruined.
Don't ruin it. Yes,
ruined.
It.
We're supposed to tease it.
Well, what about my next 23? You don't know where I'm going to go with that. It could be crazy.
Well, start at 25 though, and okay, work down.
Okay.
All right. Good
you guys
deal.
Named yours.
We're doing it next week.
Can we dead or alive? I want to know the parameters.
Who? Dead or alive? Yep, dead or alive.
Okay,
sexy or sexy as hell. The only rules are sexy as hell.
I love it. Okay. I'll make
male,
it
too, preferably. Male. Oh, is that the train going off the tracks there, Lox? What do you got the picture of there today?
It's a hippo.
Speaking of hippos.
Andy Reid.
Mike Golick staying at ESPN for college football.
Yeah.
Not 100% confirmed, but it is all signs pointing to. Apparently he has to sign a contract to do that. One more week of shows for the Golick and Wingo show.
That's all, huh?
Sydney Golick got engaged over the weekend to her former NFL football playing tight end, Ben Brownacre.
Yeah.
Cornell educated, I think. Ivy League educated. Yeah, but how do you do that? You got to go ask Mike Golick Sr. for his only daughter? That's got to be tough.
I think he'd be kind of laxed about it, you know.
You might have to go ask Mike Jr. too.
Huh?
You might have to ask Mike Jr. too.
That poor guy.
Mike Jr. could be more problem than dad.
Yeah, that poor guy. No, he can't win. You know, he's got the receding hairline. He's got a great job. Don't get me wrong. His brother has a full head of hair, got married. His sister's now married. And here's Mike Golick Jr.
He's got a tattoo sleeve, though. He's a badass. Huh?
He is.
Tattoo sleeve.
Yeah. What, have you thought about maybe he doesn't want to get married yet?
Huh?
Yeah. You know, single, works for ESPN, travels around the country.
Yeah, you got a point.
Look at Derek Jeter. He was a shortstop for the Yankees for decades. Did he get married during his playing days? No.
Nope. He didn't want the distraction.
There Focused. You go.
Speaking of distractions.
Yeah.
This is a good stat of yours. Give credit where it's due. JJ came up with this one.
Go ahead.
I love it. Since 2006, Rutgers has more wins than your Michigan Wolverines.
Bull wins.
Sorry. Bull wins. Yeah, that's a key word there.
Are we allowed to say the R word?
Yeah, Rutgers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rutgers.
Well, remember, a few weeks back, I talked about Michigan, and even in the seasons where they go like 10-2, they would lose that bowl game because they were so overhyped. They ended up played huge people. Played Alabama. Played who else? Notre Dame, not Notre Dame, but a lot of the big teams because they would be so
Florida.
Overmatched. Yeah, Florida. They lost to them a couple times.
Did they play LSU a couple
here's
times?
Here's their bowl. Here's their bowl affiliation, which is why that happens. They play in the Capital One Bowl,
right?
For usually the second or third place team, Capital One in Orlando,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they're playing an SEC team, usually the third place SEC team. So they're playing in Alabama, a Florida, a Michigan. Yeah, they're playing over there. Or if they're in third place in the Big Ten, then they go to the Outback Bowl in Tampa, and they got blown out by Jadeveon Clowney in South Carolina.
Yep.
So they always seem to play a Southern team, and none of those Big Ten teams have good records against SEC teams. They don't, or any Southern team for that matter.
It doesn't match up right. It just doesn't. The styles of football are very, very different usually, and it's down south, and the SEC team has a hell of a lot more fans typically, and it's just, they get run over.
I bet it's a 40-degree temperature difference too.
That'll do it too, for sure.
Definitely, and earlier starts. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of differences of opinion, man, my segues are on fire tonight.
You are. You're loaded.
Killing it.
And people might have to pry their eyelids open with toothpicks here to listen to this. 83-year-old tradition is ending this year. Sad, sad day. Your Bluefield Beavers, courtesy of Eddie Lockett, Chopping Beef Show's number one fan. The Bluefield Beavers of West Virginia will not play Graham this year for the first time in 83
years. In 83 years. Spit it out.
So back to the show. We're having technical difficulties. Needless to say, this is the first time we're doing Zoom and the last as well. So say goodnight, and this won't be happening again. I hate Skype. It doesn't give us this many problems. So it says my internet connection is unstable, yet I have full everything on my computer.
I'm blaming Lox. If he wasn't screwing around for 20 minutes, you probably would have had this nailed.
It would probably have been done by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, 83-year tradition ends in the state of West Virginia / Virginia. Good. Graham and the Bluefield Beavers will not be playing this season. Sad, sad day. Thanks to Eddie Lockett for that little nugget. And speaking of nuggets for people, got to give a quick shout-out. We talked about Rutgers a moment ago, to Timmy Galligan up there in North Jersey, as well as his best man at his wedding, Tim Gilhooley. Thinking about a career change. Just, they're Rutgers guys. They're Rutgers guys. Huh. So I just wanted, I told them yesterday, I talked to Galligan, so I told them I would give them a shout today. So I'm giving them a shout. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys, if you're not asleep yet. Speaking of friends of the show, has Coach Saban or Coach Sweeney or Coach Kelly called back for a guest spot yet? Anybody hear from them? Emails went out, you know?
I heard from Coach Kelly.
Yeah, what did he say?
He pretty much said, yeah, since we're not figuring out what's going on with the season, go fuck yourself.
Like, well, that's what I think. They're going to have time. They're going to have time to come on.
Typical Coach Kelly response. He's not handling Coach the pressure speak. Well.
Coach, was his face speak. Red? Was his face red?
Yeah, his face was purple.
How about the favorite player of the Chopping Beef Show, Heisman candidate, Heisman hopeful, Will Heckman?
That could be a possibility still.
We got feelers out there.
Well,
if this, but not if this thing keeps freezing up on us, it's not going to work out so well.
Hey, Lox, are you freezing up?
Nope, no freezing here.
No, here, I'm thawed.
It's just in the Northeast. We have crappy weather. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of crappy weather, anybody have a golf update this week?
Not much.
This week?
Anything on golf? I got to play the Masters music.
I'll give you a quick story.
Can you believe a fart was the biggest story in golf?
Yarber and I went and played 9 holes on Friday. We snuck out of work a little early, and we had some beers with us, and we had to wait to tee off, and we played 2 holes, and then we had to stop and get more.
How many beers?
That's good stuff right there.
How many beers did you buy? Let's hear the number.
What was it, 8 tall boys to start, right?
8 tall boys, and then we got 6 more. So it worked out good. Yeah,
that's good.
We felt good. It was good.
Yeah.
And we played well, too. I think it was 43. I shot 43, shot 45. Yeah, didn't kill anybody.
Direct correlation. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You need exactly that many for every game now.
Every time.
Every time.
It was great. We had a good time. It was nice.
You know what? I love that. I love that you're playing golf. I love that there's all sorts of nonsense. But what I love most, and what everybody tuned in for here tonight, the baseball preview. We've been teasing it forever.
Baseball, you know, preview.
The world wants to know.
Oof.
We've been poring over Baseball Reference, the baseball encyclopedia.
Yep.
Fantasy baseball drafts. 3 minutes of baseball on TV tonight. I tuned into ESPN at 6 o'clock tonight because I saw season preview. It happened to be the WNBA, but I thought it was the Major League Baseball one.
I like
so
it.
So that I'd be prepared for this, but I'm not.
I like
but here it is.
The 2020
baseball season has begun. Currently airing on my television, JJ's television, not Lox's television, because
nope.
He hates baseball.
Do
and
not.
Sport. And he's probably watching World of Dance. But anyway, I digress.
Dance, Dad.
The Chop and Beef Show presents to you a technologically advanced baseball operator. That would have been perfect to tease it again. You know, we have technological. I have technology difficulties.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Can't even say the word.
I can't even say it. Technical.
How are we going to do this?
I don't know. You tell me. There's new rules. Go about, talk about the new rules, and then we're going to get into our predictions and move on.
I studied the new rules today while I was driving.
And we'll not talk. Oh, Jesus, that was safe.
I'm really into it. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah,
again,
yeah, right. Yeah,
I was skimming. I wasn't reading. It doesn't count.
Okay, here we go. The one thing baseball has been bitched about for years is the game takes too long, blah, 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 blah. There's going to be D8 game schedule. Just ignore him if he's going to say anything, Rox. We'll be fine. We got this.
He's there. I saw his
name. Carry the show per usual. All right, it's going to be a 60-game schedule. You are going to play 40 games against your division opponent. So if you're in an AL East or an NL East, you're going to have a grind. It's going to be a grind schedule. And then your 20 games are going to be against the team opposite you. So the AL East will play the NL East. Still, that's a grind. That's not going to be easy.
Right.
So that's going to be a tough schedule. There's going to be a three batter rule for relief pitchers, which is going to be permanently rule in baseball now. And I like that. It's going
to wait. So if they come in, they have to face three hitters.
Three hitters. You got it. So there's not going to be a lot.
That would speed up the game.
That would help the game speed up. Yeah.
You got guys coming in for one batter. Sometimes not even
one pitch.
The whole batter. Yeah. Throw a couple pitches. So that's it.
You got to go through three batters.
Okay.
Extra inning games will start with a runner on second.
I don't like that.
That's a Sunday softball league rule, but that's cool.
Yeah, but probably try to end the game quickly also, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Games stopped due to rain before the fifth inning will be suspended games and will resume at a later date. So, you know, if you get a lot of rain delays like you would in, you know, Florida.
Miami.
Miami, it might be worth something. Postseason remains the same. Trade deadlines the 31st of August. Player rules, no spitting tobacco or sunflower seeds.
Whoa. So, okay, are there penalties enforced with that? Or, like, what happens? That's what I want to know.
I guess you yak it out and
whatever. If you get caught spitting?
I think it's just a honor system kind of thing.
Yeah.
I give it three
games.
You
are allowed to chew gum. Lot you got. Licking fingers is prohibited because of germs. But pitchers are given a give a little of this. They're allowed to have a moist rag in their pocket to wet their fingers. Now, if you know, as the old saying goes, you know, a little Vaseline, little KY, and then that gets a little rubber, it's not on the ball. You know?
Give them an inch. Give the Astros an inch, and they'll take a mile. You watch.
That was the hitters, not the pitchers.
Their spin rates are up already, though.
Right.
Garrett Cole, though, he plays for the Yankees now.
He saved himself. And then no physical contact, no high fives, no fist bumps or hugs. Hugs are prohibited. You're allowed to touch, obviously, with a tag. Fights will be punished with harsh penalties. So, but I think that gives any pitcher throwing to the Astros just free range to drill these bastards.
Because they're not going to come after them. Yeah.
They're already getting it.
They are. Kerplunk.
Yeah. And speaking of the Astros, by the way, who got the pull right on the first Astro pitcher hit?
Nailed it.
Boom! Altuve! They got that midget.
Yeah, boy.
So that's the rules.
Awesome.
That's
Great things going on. Mookie Betts signs an extension with the Dodgers, $300 and some odd million.
Through how long? Isn't it like
13 years?
Yeah, 2033 or something like that.
It's Bobby Bonilla day.
Him and Bobby Bonilla will get their checks at the same time, their last ones, you know?
How you going to get an extension when you hadn't even played yet for them?
Well, right? He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
So basically,
they gave him a new contract, more or less. But I understand what you were saying.
Yeah, so.
Not a bad gig.
So what are you guys looking forward to during this season? What, JJ, you laid it out perfect with all the new rules, but what are you guys looking forward to? It's baseball. It's 60 games. Normally they say it's a marathon, not a sprint. This is a sprint. 60 games is a sprint.
This is a big sprint. And you better go COVID and injury free.
Yeah, it could really make a difference, the COVID can here. Yeah.
We saw it today with Juan Soto being diagnosed, and now he's out for the Nationals.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big change. And they're even telling players, don't shower at the stadium. Shower when you get to the hotel or shower, you know. So I guess that's it. I mean, if COVID doesn't hit any team, well, and Beef, we discussed it earlier, the Blue Jays haven't even determined where they're going to play their home games yet.
They were signed to play up at Pittsburgh, and then the state of Pennsylvania said, nah. And now Camden Yards just offered their facility for the Blue Jays, but they don't know if the state of Maryland will allow it. So, they still don't know where they're playing.
And a few days ago, I thought it was either going to be their Double A or their Triple A. Triple A's in Buffalo.
I don't
know
why they're not going to Buffalo.
Fans can't go to these games, so what's it matter? Anyway. What's it matter? Yeah.
Or go down to Dunedin. Yeah. They didn't want to go to Dunedin because of Florida spiking.
Yeah. Way to go, Florida.
But you may not have a choice.
We really screw something up.
Yeah.
Buffalo's close enough to where if you're a fan, you probably can't move from Canada to the United States. But, you know.
40 miles away, but still you might get interested people in Buffalo to get – yeah, it's a decent-sized stadium for AAA.
They can't go anyway, but, still, you're going to at least have some support around that area. I don't know.
The fences are regulation. They're no different in the minor leagues. The fences are still 385 to the alleys and 400 at center field. I mean, they're no different, so I don't know why they're just – there must be something that we didn't hear about, which is why they're not going.
It would suck to be a Major League Baseball player and then have to go back and play in a minor league park for a season. That would blow. You know, they got some better amenities. The clubhouse is a lot better. All that.
Holy shit, we got a rain out.
All right, here it is. Who you got for division winners? We'll go first one by one, AL East. Just quick fire.
Rays. Good pitching always beats good hitting.
One thing that I did read, too, is pitchers are going to get creamed this year because they're so far behind in training. So it's a hitter's year. Yankees. Much as it pains me.
AL Central.
Twinkies.
Indians. Because I have to.
Twins. Because I don't know any better.
Okay. AL White Sox, West. I think.
Yeah.
Oakland Athletics.
Who's in the West?
I'm going Astros.
The Astros in the – that's right there. God bless it. They're American League.
Astros.
Yeah, Astros.
Writing this down? Because I won't remember. All right, is that it? Astros. That's those three, right? So all three Astros.
Yeah.
Then we go to the NL East, and I'll start with the Braves.
Yeah, Braves. Yeah, go to you.
Yeah, good Braves. Call.
NL Central.
Oof.
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals. I hate to say it.
Other than those two, was it Pittsburgh? Who else is in there?
Pittsburgh, Cubs, Reds, Brewers.
Milwaukee.
Ooh, I'm switching to Milwaukee because you went Cardinals.
You think I liked going Cardinals?
No.
Wait, Cincinnati's on the come up too, man.
Everyone's picking. JJ and I were talking about it before.
Yeah, I'm going Reds. Trevor Bauer.
Ooh.
And Sonny Gray. NL West. I'm going Padres.
No way.
I don't know. I don't even know who's on the team.
Dodgers.
All right. Playoffs. Who wins the wild card teams?
Yeah, you got to pick a wild card team.
All right. AL wild card. Rays, and Angels.
Yankees, Athletics.
I think Angels and Minnesota.
Ah, this is riveting. And on the NL side, I'll go with the Reds and Dodgers.
Reds, Padres.
See, I can't pick one of them already picked. That wouldn't make sense.
No shit.
But it would be on brand. It would be on brand.
I'll go Padres because people say they're good, and the Brewers. How about that?
And that concludes the 2020 Chop and Beef Show baseball preview.
Oh, World Series.
Oh, yeah, what? World Series.
World Series.
I got the Yankees over the Braves.
Ooh. Fox?
I think – I don't know. Go ahead.
Yankees-Dodgers.
Who wins?
Whoa. Rays-Dodgers. I'm sorry. Rays-Dodgers.
Rays-Dodgers. Wow.
Yeah, Rays-Dodgers.
Rays, I'm going to take the Pirates, man, in five.
That boy.
Pirates in five?
Yeah.
You didn't even pick them to win a division or go the wild card, you moron.
Hey. This is a weird year. 2020 is a weird year.
They got the COVID exemption into the playoffs.
And that concludes. But we're going to stay on baseball. We're going to stay on the topic of baseball because joining us right now, staying on the topic of baseball.
There he is.
We have the one, the only, if he can figure out the mute thing, Rai has joined us, our baseball.
Oh, now you have to get Mario.
Rai has joined us, the baseball expert. I had more technical difficulties. He had baseball. We just did our baseball preview. We started early. I forgot to tell you. So, how was your practice tonight?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. No. Well, we had to go to like three different places to find an open field because everybody wants to play baseball now that they were cooped in their houses for like 3 months. So, it went good. It went good. The sun kind of went in a little bit, so it was nice.
Nice.
Cool. Well, we just did our baseball preview.
Look at this guy's background. Heard. It's got a freaking.
That's a gopher.
That's great.
We did it because.
I got a baseball background somewhere. There it is. I'm in my car.
Who's back there?
There's a tiger paw back there. Can you see it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm probably gonna freeze again because that's just what I do.
Right. Is that a Carlos Marmol jersey?
Fukudomi.
It's Schwarber because he matches my size.
I like Schwarber. That's a good call. So yeah, what's going on? Baseball preview. I'm all for that, man. I've watched a lot of baseball in my time.
We're done with it, but we need your expertise, and you chimed in at the perfect time. No BS good. Here because we poured over it for the last hour and 15 minutes.
That's all we talked about.
For about 4 minutes. We did our division winners, our surprise teams, our World Series teams. I wanted to go with the 2004 team preview, but these guys didn't let me.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow that. Yeah. It's going to be a weird season, huh? Like, even stats, like, how many home runs is a good season? I don't know, in a 60-game season, like 15? 20? 20, yeah. I guess. 20, maybe?
25 or something? Yeah, on the high side?
Yeah. So. And I guess today they increased the amount of teams that can make the playoffs. Like,
they're talking about it.
Playoffs stay the same.
I don't know if they changed.
Sure, I thought there were 16 teams making the playoffs now. Isn't that what they said?
That's hockey.
I don't know.
They haven't changed it yet.
I thought it was new today. I thought it was new today that they announced that there was going to be more teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's literally on my screen right now. MLB postseason to expand to 16 teams for 2020.
Holy breaking crap, news. I did not
wow.
see
we need to,
come on, you're doing a podcast. You don't. Come on, man.
You think I do research on this thing? Come on.
Right. We stay on brand here, okay?
I mean, on brand.
No one said homework.
So this means the Cubs actually have a chance to make the playoffs.
Oh, right, just like the Blackhawks.
Go Cubs!
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did they win this
go,
series?
Cubs go!
More recent than the Phillies.
What do you say?
I'm not a Phillies fan.
I'll win today, huh?
Yeah, he's not a Phillies fan. You can't do that
actually,
to him anymore.
The team that I like watching is on tonight, and I'm really bummed because Clayton Kershaw got scratched already. Good. Like, that's lame.
On the IL.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, a preview, too, like, right? I think that team is a monster, and I think they've been a monster for a while. They just can't get over the hump. I think the Dodgers are up here, and then kind of everybody else is at the next level.
Right.
I mean, I think the Yankees are good, but I don't – they're pitching always. I'm not sure what to expect with their pitching. I think the Rays, down where Jeff's at, I think that team in a 60-game season could be the team that, you know, runs out the gate, gets – you know, because that's really going to be key here. If a team is, like – you know, 10-3 out of the gate, they can kind of ride that momentum in a 60-game season. Because, I mean, you're really looking, what, at a 2.5-3-month pace there. So if you really get out of the gate strong, I think you can just run. As long and health is obviously going to be a factor. Teams with depth and teams that stay healthy. I mean, we saw the Nationals already lost their best player on the first day, you know, because he tested positive for COVID. So, you know, that stuff's going to make an impact. Can you imagine if the Yankees lost their best pitcher to, like, say, Garrett Cole, all of a sudden came down with COVID. Like, you know, he could probably be out. A pitcher is probably going to be out for at least a month because they're going to be shut down and they probably can't do a whole lot of throwing.
At least six starts, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's something to think about, too, with the Rays. You know, they're used to playing in front of no fans. So it's going to be a massive advantage for them.
Yeah, you know? The Marlins and the Rays you got to watch out for, and maybe the Pirates too.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
There might be some crowd control problems. You know.
Yeah, we need to get a cutout of some Jim Beam apple and put it behind the put it behind the backstop at Yankee Stadium. That'll be a sponsor for the show.
No, wait, right. Hey, Beef, I think we got to tell people why Rai is participating in the baseball preview, because a lot of people probably doesn't know his background.
All right. Well, let's do it. We do actually have someone with legitimate clout here on the Chop and Beef show. Now, Rai is a regular contributor to us. His name is actually Ryan. I don't know if people could figure that out, but it is. And he was a beat writer for a long time for the Philadelphia Phillies. So he was actually at most of every season games, which is, grew up a Phillies fan, a diehard, then worked for the team and putting his sunglasses on. Not so much a fan anymore. I guess that's what happens when you're so inside.
Yeah. So for 10 years, that was my job. I was around Major League ballparks literally every day in the summer. I traveled with the team. 08 was my first year. And so I covered the World Series in Tampa when the Phillies won. I guess you can call me the baseball expert on the Chop and Beef show. So,
that's right.
Ryan, tell us what stadiums haven't you been to?
So I haven't been to the new Atlanta Stadium because my last year on the Phillies beat was the last year at Turner Field. So I haven't been to that one. I obviously haven't been to the new Texas one because no one's been there yet because that's new this year. And then the other two, there's only two others that I haven't been to, and that's Detroit because, again, the Phillies only played them a couple times in interleague, and I just happened to miss it. I think one time I was in Cooperstown for Hall of Fame weekend. The other one is Seattle, which I heard is awesome.
Wow.
It is awesome.
Nice park. It is.
So you've been to every other park. That is fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of them many times. Like, I'm trying to think, like, Citi Field and anyone's in the NL East. You know, Citi Field, Washington, Miami, both, you know, the old one and the new one, and Atlanta, Turner Field. Yeah, those ones especially a lot. I mean, Wrigley Field, man, I missed my trips to Chicago every summer. That was just the highlight. In terms of my favorite ballparks, to me, they're pretty easy. Chicago, Wrigley Field, and Dodger Stadium. I like Fenway, too. I've been to Fenway probably a handful of times. That would probably be in the top. Of the newer ballparks, Pittsburgh is beautiful, San Francisco, San Diego. And, again, I heard Seattle's great, but I've never been. Best food? Ooh. I think Citi Field has really good food.
Really?
See that?
Really?
Yeah, Citi Field. You can get like a good like Italian sandwich there where they put the I can't speak with the Italian accent.
The bruschetta and the capaboo.
I know somebody that does that.
Got any peppers?
Really poorly. But yeah, they have a steak or not a steak and shake. What's that place called?
Shake Shack.
They have a Shake Shack in there. That place, they have Nathan's hot dogs and fries. You could like map out a whole weekend there for a whole series and eat something different, and you're always gonna have something good.
I don't know if you know this about what we've done here recently with the Chop and Beef Show is we've been doing taste tests. So, you know, maybe we're gonna have to expand if we can ever get back to a baseball park or we could do a taste test in the park. JJ and I were in Seattle together. We did go see, ironically enough, the Mariners and the Mets. And there was a little kid next to JJ, and he was eating the chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't.
I know Jeff those Rocky Mountain oysters you can get at the Denver, so.
Well, yeah, you know, because I know what the hell they were. That's like,
how's that park?
I like that park, yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of parks are also, like, depend like where they're at in the city makes a difference. Like,
right,
Citizens Bank Park gets crushed a little bit because it's not in the heart of the city. It's kind of in South Philly around a bunch of parking lots, so there's not a whole lot of like atmosphere around the ballpark. The ballpark itself is beautiful, but in terms of the atmosphere around it, where Denver, you leave that ballpark and you can go to like 3 and 4 different bars. It's a very walkable city. The ballpark itself is really nice too, so yeah, I'd probably put that in my top half. Milwaukee's another one that is just kind of in the middle of nowhere. So like it, you know, it loses some points for that. Pittsburgh is great because it's beautiful and it's a very walkable city and there's a lot of stuff around there.
Let's do this. Let's put somebody on blast. Who's your least favorite ballpark to go to?
Well, see, ballpark also goes with like city. So again, they get combined a little bit.
So you hate the Bronx. You hate the Bronx.
No, you know what? Cause I can get home that night. I live close enough there that it gets some points that way. I don't have to, like, you know, go through an airport and, you know, go through all that BS. St. Louis. St. Louis.
Yes!
Wow. Really? I've been there. I liked it. No good?
I mean, it's a walk. There's nothing in that downtown. So it's like a ghost town. There's nothing to do. You have to drive or you have to get in a cab to, like, go anywhere, like, that's decent. It's usually what did Ichiro say that time? Like two rats in a bleeping sock? It is hot there. If you've never heard that Ichiro thing, you should look it up. Ichiro is asked.
Hot.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Ichiro is asked about how hot it gets, I think, in Kansas City in the summertime. And he says it's like two rats. Can we curse in here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Two rats fucking in a wool sock. And he says Bob Costas loses his shit. Go watch that.
Podcast
right now and watch that. St. Louis is really gross because it's hot. I think the ballpark is just overrated. I got sick in that ballpark once because the food was that bad.
I thought it was the Cardinals.
Yeah, and who likes the Cardinals? The Cardinals are just kind of annoying. Like they kind of have that, you know, we invented bait. Like I don't know.
All right, whatever. Let me ask you this. Snobbiest baseball fans. Are we still sticking to the same town?
Snobby, huh? Yeah. You know what? I feel like that one's kind of easy.
Don't do it.
I used to like
obnoxious, snobby.
Yeah. And there's a difference because see, the beef thought I was going somewhere else, but if it was obnoxious, but he didn't say obnoxious, he said snobby. Snobby, I would say that would be the team that is the chief rival of the team you thought I was going to say. I think the Boston Red Sox would be the most snobby team in baseball.
Whoa!
Especially since they've been winning, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's that? Yeah, winning does.
Especially since they've been winning.
Yeah, exactly. So they used to be likable. I used to like the Red Sox, but then they began winning, and I was like, yeah, I'm over this team. So, I kind of root for the teams that haven't won in a while. So to, you know, transition very nicely, you know, I pull for Zach's team. You know, anytime the Indians are involved, I like to see them make a run.
Yeah. My man.
They're likable. 1948?
Yeah, 48. It's been a long time. That.
Was your dad even alive in 1948, Zach?
Yeah.
My dad was born in 48.
Very small.
My dad wasn't born in 48.
I don't think so.
My dad was just born.
Nice. Yeah, underdogs.
73.
Yep. Yeah, so, hey, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll make a run. I mean, I don't know what they have for pitching. I feel like they got rid of most of their pitchers.
They got a couple, but, you know, you just never know. Like, this is going to be a sprint. If you can rattle off, you know, 12 of 20, something like that, you're going to be
up the path. How far away is Lindor from free agency?
Next year.
They got to lock him up.
He already said he's not going to. So,
yeah, he'll probably get traded next winter. I mean, they should. They got to get something.
He will. He'll get rid of him. He's already said he's not going to pay him, and it's too bad because he's not only a good player, he's a good dude too.
He's one of the top five players in baseball, I think.
Yeah.
I would say that.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Especially the position he plays. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to go. But whoever gets
the Astros.
Maybe Carlos Correa, he's also going to test the market, I think, and he's a weird player. I love Carlos Correa. He just can't stay healthy. He reminds me so much of A-Rod. He just looks like, you know, he looks like A-Rod, just the body type and everything. I think he's a sleeper. I think eventually that guy's going to break out too. He just can't stay healthy. Maybe in a 60-game season, you know, a guy like that has a monster year because he can stay healthy over 60 games.
I think that's huge this year is health. Yeah. That's going to be A1A for who does well this year, I think. I don't know. Who am I? But
I think for sure. And depth. So if you have a team that has a lot of pitching and can deal with, like, losing their third and fourth starter due to COVID or due to, you know, regular pitching injuries that happen every year – that's going to make a difference. That's why a team like the Dodgers, like, even though Kershaw got scratched, obviously they need him for the long run. Like, their sixth and seventh starters are probably better than a lot of teams' fourth and fifth starters. And, you know, all that stuff's going to make a difference. Yeah. Some of the divisions are going to be more competitive than others. I don't think the NL West, there's a whole lot there, which I think helps the Dodgers. I think the NL East is kind of a crapshoot. You know, the Nationals are the defending champions, but I don't know. They've got great pitching, but, you know, they lost their best position, or their best position player to free agency, and then their other guy just is out with COVID. The Mets could surprise people. The Phillies, if Jake Arrieta has anything left in the tank, if Bryce Harper has a monster 60-game season, which is very possible. So that's that division I'm very interested in. I don't know about the NL Central. I guess I don't know enough about those teams. A lot of people like the Reds. And, an AL East, I don't know. I'm going to be going with the crowd, but I really think the Rays are the team to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, man.
Is going to happen this year?
We don't talk about that here on the top of the show. It's only a college football centric show, but we don't do that. We don't do that talking here. Locke said it about a month ago. He's like, no one's made a decision that we can hang our hat on. So we have no idea.
I saw a fun Clemson. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about Clemson. We got to prove that through Jeff. I saw a thing on Twitter. I guess this one guy on Twitter. Casey likes him, the guy that he tweets all the time.
Austin Pendergast.
Yeah. So, I knew a Pendergast at Clemson. I wonder if he's related to her. Anyway, yeah?
Huh. It's his sister, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't put that together. That's funny. Okay, so, anyway, he's doing a thing where he's doing a countdown to the start of the season, and he's doing the best player of all time to wear that number. So, if there's 50 games till the opening game, he's doing the best Clemson player ever to wear number 50. And so every day he does, so tomorrow he'll do 49 and so on. Anyway, someone made a point that the numbers that he's in right now were like three different guys. They're all in the Ring of Honor. I guess they're somewhere in the 40s. It might be is Terry Kinnard one maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But someone made the argument that, like, yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that. Three guys in the Ring of Honor, probably the best, like, consecutive numbers in Clemson history. But, you know, there's going to be an argument soon for Deshaun Watson, number 4, T. Higgins, number 5, and I think the quarterback that's coming next year is number 5, right?
He's in now. DJU.
Right, and then Nuke Hopkins number six. So that's a pretty good. Or you can go the other way, and you can get by my guy Sammy in it. We just need someone that's a stud number three. Is there a stud number three?
That Sapp they're going to give it to, and that's not right.
No, it would be. Well, wait. Who
Dwayne Coleman. There? Dwayne Coleman. We done smoked it.
No. Who's the number three now? Isn't it a defensive lineman?
Oh yeah, Xavier Thomas or Amari Rogers.
Yeah, I think it's.
Well, that is our baseball preview.
Yeah,
we waited.
Well, who's the World Series teams, right?
I'll say the Dodgers, and I know I've been saying Rays, but I'll say the Dodgers, and I'll say the A's.
Wow.
Oh. In a sprint.
Series. Oh.
I don't know. What's that? The
Why not? Who cares? Go out on a twig.
Series all over again.
Yeah, there you go.
I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. While we got you, and we're going to close this mess because that's the emphasis of what it is here. We're over time, I think. There is a new our new taste test that's going to come out probably at some point during the show is Busch Light and Bud Light are both putting out apple varieties of their beer. I know you're a big fan of apple products.
Just apple products in general.
Yes.
Phones.
What's your favorite kind of apple? Can I have like four packs of mayonnaise and then chase it down with that?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's probably the only way I would drink that.
Or we'll put mayonnaise around the edge and then that's how we have to drink it.
Oh, God.
But it's limited release.
I just got done playing baseball in like 90 degree heat. I'm really going to hurl right now.
You think that's the first time for this show?
We're going to close this mess. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks, Rye, for joining us. Thanks, Locks, JJ in Tampa. Say goodnight, boys.
Good night, boys.
Later.
Good night,
see y'all.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Rye.
Here you go.